small city, big personality with your one and only host, Lady Miss Emma. Good afternoon, everybody. How y'all doing? Welcome to my weekly podcast on the Small City Big Personality magazine website. Are yous all right? Are you doing all right? It's a Tuesday here. Tuesday's podcast day. I'm sitting in my house. I've got a dog here. There's a cat curled up on my lap. Quite nice. Nice cup of homemade coffee here. I'm sitting here enjoying all the luxuries that having your own house come along with. And being able to do your own podcast in your own house too. I have to say it's an absolute joy. It does make me a little bit worried about what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks when I have to move out of this house and how I'm going to manage to do that in a caravan. Watch this space. So coming up today and today's show, let's see. We have what's on, what's going on in and about, around and about Perthshire. We have updates from the Caravan of Love. We have Reggae Moment. There'll be one or two requests in there for some of you. School Bus Man's Daily Ditty should hopefully be making an appearance. Lots of cracking music, jingles, jangles and the like. Stay tuned, it's going to be a bumpy ride, but it's going to be affy good fun. Right, I've been humming and haying over what to begin the show with today. I've decided on this one. This is free, this makes me feel good about life. This one is Fire and Water.
Look at
great time for the Sisters Who Rock item. I've been racking about looking for rocking sisters, but I came to this song because this song always makes me feel a bit good. I always end up singing this song if I'm feeling a bit down in the dumps. And this one's by Sheryl Crow, and this one's Every Day Is a Winding Road. Every day is a winding road. I get a little bit closer to feeling fine.
Are you ready?
All right, let's talk a little bit about what's going on with the Caravan of Love to keep you all updated. All right, so I brought the caravan down on Saturday, drove it down from the secret location, and now it is parked outside my house. So I was thinking, yeah, brilliant, let's boom, 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 get everything together, and it'll take me 3 days and it'll be done. Doesn't quite work like that. I don't know if you've ever done anything quite as radical as move your life into a caravan before, but not anyone can really give me much advice on how to do it right, because I don't know anyone who's actually been that brave, stroke, stupid, radical, whatever it is that I'm trying to do with my life. Just completely changing my life, really, you know. And you can all sit back in your comfy armchairs in your living room and just watch as it all plays out before you. I have to tell you, this week I'm so overwhelmed by it all. I'm trying to get things removed from my house. The stuff that I have accumulated over the last 14 years is still under moving out. I'm throwing three to four bags every week out still. I think now I've actually got to the bottom of the clothes pile. Actually, not saying that, I haven't. I've just remembered I've got another drawer still to go through. Plus, of course, getting the caravan itself ready, getting the curtains up. I've got to do little things for the caravan, like get a new battery, a leisure battery, get all sorts of other bits and bobs that the caravan needs, and keep one house going while the caravan keeps going, plus my business as well. So it's quite stressful and quite overwhelming, and some days I want to just get back into bed, cover my head with a duvet and pretend that I'm not doing it, that I'm going to be living the rest of my life in this lovely little comfy house with a hot shower every single morning and all the comfortable amenities that we take for granted in our homes. To be honest, it's all starting to become apparent now how much I actually am giving up by not living in a house anymore and living into a caravan. But I'm not afraid of it, and I am going to go forward with it. I'm not backing out. I'm just getting a bit like, oh my lordy, this is really happening. But I'm sure I'll get more calm as the week goes on. So that is the caravan alone shenanigans right now. That is what's happening and how I'm feeling. So I thought I'd play this one. This is David Bowie and Queen and Under Pressure, because that's exactly what I'm feeling right now.
Give love.
pressure. Pressure.
What's going on, man? I'll tell you what's going on. Let's have a pop over to the Small City Big Personality website.co.uk, of course. And I'm just having a wee cheeky look here at the reviews section. There appears to be a brand new review up there by a young lass called Molly Reed. And it's a review for the Perth Beer Festival. And she's given it a glowing review, talking about all the events that happened throughout the day, the spirit of the day, all the exciting things that happened. It's got a really good, glowing review. Personally, I didn't make it along to the beer festival. But the way Molly talks about it, it was a splendid day, had by all. So if you flick over to reviews, you can read Molly's review there yourself, have a skim through, and you'll feel like you were at the festival. Crack open a beer while you're doing it. Boom. Also, we're looking at events, and I realised there's actually a section in the Small City Big Personality events section called Free Events. It says, all good things are wild and free. Ooh. All right, so let's have a look what we've got. We've got Arte. If you like a bit of art, that's from the 19th to the 22nd of May. Lots of art exhibitions there. Lovely, lovely. We've got the Perth Youth Orchestra playing on the 22nd of May. That's free. There's the Humpty Dumpty Duck Race on the 28th of May. That sounds pretty fantastic. Ready Steady Sing on the 11th of June. And Stride for Lifes. Now, if you look at the Stride for Lifes, they're on different days, at different times in different places. But they're all listed up here on the free events on the Small City Big Personality website. You can have a flick through yourself, find something that you fancy doing. And all these events are free. How fantastic is that? That's what I like, chumping for free. That is, my friend, what is going on? All right, next up, I'm going to play a wee request for my pal Susie. This one's for you, darling. This is an absolute cracker. I just want to say thank you for being a great friend and a lovely lady. And this is David Bowie, and this is Magic Dance. What a tune.
You remind me of the babe.
Pa, 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 para voodoo.
My baby's not back on, and then my baby moved.
Sprouse, and I got some advice for you, Lady Mish. Now, I usually find when I got a lot of things to do, I make myself a to-do list. That's right. Now, I'm going to tell you what my to-do list is for this week, and it might help you to get your mind more clear, and it'll be easier for you to deal with your caravan situation. Okay, here is James Brown's to-do list. Number one, get up. Number two, get on up. Number three, get up. Number four, get on up. Number five, get up. Number six, get on up. Number seven, you gotta stay on the scene. And if you want, you can be a sex machine. Alrighty, that is my to-do list. That is James Brown's advice for today. Alright, I see you all on the flip side. I'll see you later.
Ready?
There we are, James Brown popping in for a moment there, as he likes to do. Next up, what have we got? We've got a wee tune to help me chill out, stop stressing out about all this caravan stuff. Let's have the Eagles, shall we, with Take It Easy.
Seven women on my mind. Four that wanna own me, two that wanna stone me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
Rastafari, 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 Rastafari,
Rastafari. You're me, Reggae lovers. That was time for Reggae moment. Ja Rastafari.
Alrighty, me reggae revelers. Now, I have to tell you, in order to kind of take my mind off things recently, I've been watching a series called Grace and Frankie. If you get a chance to watch it, have a wee look. And you know, I like sometimes it's something that just your brain gets to shut down just for a wee while and not think about too many things. Watch a wee bit of TV for a half an hour. Grace and Frankie has been my saving grace for the last week. Oh, a wee bit of chill time. And this song featured in one of the episodes of Grace and Frankie. And I thought, boom, I'll have this one on Reggae Moment. So I'm going to play you some Toots and the Maytails, my friends. And this one is relative to what's going on in me life because I feel like I'm under pressure. This one is, of course, Pressure Drop. Ja Rastafari. Tails there with Pressure Drop. Oh, that's helping ease it. I'm telling you, I'm getting eased. Let's have a bit of Mac now. Let's have a bit of Fleetwood Mac, shall we? Love a bit of Mac, especially on a Tuesday. Oh, this one is Gypsy.
Underground, back to the floor that I love.
time for School Bus Man's weekly poetic ditty. Now, he's been in touch and he's asked me what I want him to write about this week. And I was like, do you know what, darling? You just have free reign over what you give me this week. And this is what he's given me. He says, hi, Emma. What about the other rhyme I sent you on the perils of drink? All right, here we go. Several times I asked the barman, I'd like a drinks once more. I'm sorry, sir, we just can't serve our clients on the floor. Oh, the demon alcohol. That's why I stay away from that stuff. Oh, well, thank you. It's not for me, so it's no. All right. Next up, I'm going to play a request for two pals of mine, Mark and Dave from Fairfield. I'm going to play this for you two for being complete stars and lovely gentlemen. This is AC/DC. This is For Those About to Rock. We salute you. We'll be right back.
Hello there, my name's Dougal, and I'm a cockapoodle, and I want to just do something really quickly. It's my turn to speak right now, so I'm going to do the speaking. Okay, the thing I want to do is I want to give a big shout out to the Deaf Dog Band. That's right, their name is the Deaf Dog Band. I urge you to go to listen to those guys' musics, and I really like them. They're my friends. I'm a doggy, they're a deaf doggy band. They're cool. I want you to go Google them and look at their musics and listen to it. That is my doggy request for the day. Okay? I'd be happy if you did that for me. Okay? Good. Thank you. And I'll see y'all later. I'm Dougal. I'm a cockapoodle.
Yes, now that was a message from Mr. Dougal, of course, there, but I am also going to urge you to go and have a listen to some music by the Deaf Dog Band. These guys are absolutely fantastic and they're touring all over Europe as well. I'm really good friends with them. I was hoping to play one of their tracks on the show today. I'm having a little problem trying to get the music onto my playing device. Oh dear, 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 dear. Things aren't working around me. So I thought I'd give them a big shout out and just say a big thank you for the donations towards my Radical Ramble, which is helping me to buy a brand new battery for the caravan because I need a leisure battery and also a pair of wing mirrors so that I can drive, and that's went towards that. If you yourself want to help GoFundMe, it's gofundme.com/ladymissemma. I'm still needing a few things to help me out with my Radical Ramble. Remember, I'm doing this all self-funding. It's not easy. Help me, Rhonda. All right, my lovely darlings, I'm going to play this one for you before I get the heck out of here, back down the road to my caravan, and get things sorted out for the rest of the day. Have a fantastic day, whatever you're getting up to. Be wonderful and beautiful to each other. This is the Temperance Movement. This one's Get Yourself Free. See you next week. Cheerio.